email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Or perhaps you have a favorite radio show in Farsi.
Global Trends. روند جهانی. با عرض سلام به هموطنان عزیزم در لس آنجلس.
Certainly, listeners to Siamak Kalo, our radio host for a technology show at KIRN Radio, an AM radio station in Los Angeles and on the web that broadcasts exclusively in Farsi 24 hours a day, are interested in the latest news from Iran. Siamak joins us now from Los Angeles. Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
And the latest news that I have this morning is that the council observing the elections in Iran has essentially challenged Ayatollah Khamenei by saying that they actually do have evidence that maybe there were more votes cast than are actually registered in the nation. Is that the headline you're getting this morning?
That was the headline I got, actually, in different sources of the news. It remains to be seen what's going to happen today.
All right, Siamak Kalor has lived in the U.S. for over 30 years, settled in Los Angeles, radio host, focused on technology, and you can still be focused on technology and cover Iran this week, right, Siamak?
Well, we were focused in technology, and we covered Obama's election, too, presidency of the United States. So we are very interested in the current affair of the world and especially right now in Iran.
Also with us is Bakr Moin, former head of the BBC's Persian Language Service, who also grew up in Iran, the author of the book Khomeini, Life of the Ayatollah. Bakr, thanks for staying with us. And how important are expatriate communities like the ones in Los Angeles and other places around the world in following this and trying to influence events?
They've been very important, really, to introducing new technology to the Iranians, number one. Number two, quite a lot of them participated in the elections across the globe. And also, when they were disappointed with the result, they really coordinated a great deal with people inside the country. Also, we have to understand that the Iranian community really is very open to the West, and the young Iranians would like to move forward. Education is very important for them. Traveling is very important. And having relatives abroad gives them an opportunity to come out and see the world. So they have a lot of input inside the country. One other factor is, I think, the democratization process that is going on in Iran among the civil movement may also help the Iranians abroad, because they have failed really to unite over a democratic project so far. This may be the beginning of a new change as well.
Siamak Kalor, do you think that your ratings have been affected by the events in Iran?
Absolutely. Our listeners, you know, we opened up our lines 5 days ago, and we canceled most of our regular programmings. We just let the people of Southern California and from Iran, from all over the world, Iranians, to just send their sentiments, then their opinion. We let them express what they think. So if I tell you my personal opinion, it's not really the truth of what's happening. So people of Iran have different opinions there, and here I see that we have fractions of people with their own opinions about the situation. Some people think this situation will continue. Some people, especially last night, I got a bunch of Twitter posts that they think Rafsanjani lost and Khamenei won. That was one of the things, and we should be careful. But altogether, the sentiment is the Green Party and hoping and supporting for the Green Movement in Iran. And I think the majority of people here in Los Angeles are supporting that, and they think it's not about the election anymore.
All right, Siamak, we got an email from one of our listeners, David, who says, sources on Iran that have been invaluable for me in the past week have been The Atlantic magazine's blogger Andrew Sullivan, Juan Cole's Informed Comment blog. They're not the traditional newspapers that most people use, David writes. What about Iranian Americans in L.A.? How are they keeping up with the latest news? What would you say?
We have our own hashtag in Twitter, and we have Facebook blogs, many, many blogs that this uprising has been blogged, tweeted, and Facebook since the beginning. But we can only hope that this popular uprising will sort of dispel the current format of the regime, not the regime itself, and perhaps even render the power of the clergy to a diminished role. But I think it didn't happen, and they are stopping it.
Well, Bucker, let's on the see what happens point. Rafsanjani was referred to a moment ago by Siamak Kalor. It's believed, according to some reports, that Rafsanjani, former president of Iran, has put in with Mousavi, the opposition. First of all, do you think that's true? And secondly, is it significant?
I'm getting an answer
from Bakar Muin.
I think Mr. Rafsanjani's children, daughter Faiza and son Mehdi, did support Mr. Mousavi, and it's widely believed that he did support. I think he has taken a back seat, no doubt, to arrest his children and then release them. In a sense, not good for him. And I think Ayatollah Khamenei openly said that he has got differences with Mr. Rafsanjani, while he hasn't got with Mr. Ahmadinejad. Nevertheless, I think Rafsanjani's credibility has gone up because of his association with the opposition at the moment. And I think the game is not over. Still, within the system, there'll be much more pressure for openness, for more freedom, for the constitution to be applied as it is, before we reach a position that everything should be changed. There is no proper universal leadership as such as yet for the opposition to be able to push forward from outside the regime.
Yep. Bakar Muin, former head of the BBC's Persian Language Service, thanks so much for joining us. Take us out, Siamak.
The Assembly of Experts, which is the most powerful group in Iran, is headed by Mr. Rafsanjani. They have 86 members. With 86 members, they can dismiss and replace Khamenei. They just released an official letter signed by its deputy director, Mohammad Yazdi, confirming that their full support for Khamenei. Apparently, Mr. Rafsanjani's effort to sway its 86 members to vote against Khamenei did not succeed.
All right, well, that's one
the backing of the majority to stop
one
Khamenei.
Procedural blip that will be a headline certainly on KIRN Radio. Siamak Kalor, radio host for KIRN Radio, broadcasting to the 500,000 Iranian Americans in the Los Angeles area. Siamak, thanks so much for being a
Thank
part of this.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Huckabee.
All right, the BBC, the New York Times, the Takeaway, sure, those are regular news sources, the so-called mainstream media, but the sounds of protest in Iran and the pictures of protest in Iran come from a whole variety of sources. What are yours? 877-8MYTAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.